This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you already know this, but I'm glad that you repeated it once again. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, January the 15th of 2026, as we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration in Radio Big is the way that we kind of go about some of the stuff that we do here. No doubt about that. So anyways, how is the last 24 hours where you've been? Hopefully grandioso. You're doing all kinds of cool stuff, doing the things that you want to do. No doubt about that. So, as we are doing our thing today, our show is called the Rated R Safety Show. Hopefully you've been here before. If you haven't, let's talk about it just for a brief moment about exactly what we do. We talk about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the whole thing that we cover. We bring in some professional broadcasters for them to talk a little bit about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And then we come back in and do some level of a main story. Once we do that, we're good. We move forward. We do everything that we can to make sure that everything's moving forward. And then as we do it, you can interact with the show if you desire to do so by going to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging is kind of the way that it works. So you have the option of doing a text message, you have the option of doing an audio message or a video message. It gives you a little prompter on the screen. I know exactly what to do. All right, as I've told people in the past, the magic one is definitely doing the text message because that will be the quickest one to get to me. So there you go. That's kind of what we do. So if you're good with that, I'm definitely good with that and we can move forward. So let's do this. If I will tell you that my friends that come in are from Feature Story News, where they share all of the information with you, that kind of sets you up and letting you know what exactly is going on. Callinradio.com will get you moving. They come in during that portion, and then I will move forward, kind of sit back for a moment as they're telling you everything that's going on. So let's go ahead and do that now. Let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Brussels, I'm William Denslow. The Middle East is on alert for possible military action by the US against Iran, with the country's airspace closed to nearly all flights overnight. US President Donald Trump has threatened strikes in response to a crackdown on anti-government protests, which rights groups say has killed more than 2,400 people. But on Wednesday, he said he'd been told, on good authority, the killings of anti-regime protesters has stopped. US political analyst Charles Feldman says what happens next is far from clear.
He's never been clear about what he meant when he said that, you know, the United States was going to back the protesters, and he urged the protesters to take over the institutions in Iran.
Top officials from Greenland and Denmark say they found fundamental disagreement in talks with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio over the future of the Danish-administered territory. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen said the White House talks were frank but ended in an agreement to disagree. Flanked by Greenland's Foreign Minister, he accused President Trump of embracing untrue narratives about Russian and Chinese operations in the waters off the territory, and reiterated Greenland is not for sale.
Our perspectives continue to differ, I must say. The President has made his view clear, and we have a different position.
The three parties did agree to create a high-level working group to see whether any kind of compromise is possible. Greenland's Foreign Minister Vivian Motzfeldt.
I think it's very important to say it again, that how important it is from our side to strengthen our cooperation with the United States. But that doesn't mean that we want to be owned by the United States.
And the first meeting of that working group is due to take place within weeks.
The US has announced the launch of phase two of President Trump's Gaza peace plan, with the formation of a Palestinian committee to temporarily run the strip. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff said the peace process is moving from ceasefire to demilitarization, technocratic governance, and reconstruction. However, major challenges remain in phase two, including the disarming of Hamas, the deployment of an international force, and further Israeli withdrawals from Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu suggested that the announcement was largely symbolic, calling it a declarative move, and insisting that the body of the last hostage remaining in Gaza must be returned.
And Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney's in China for a critical visit that's aimed at resetting ties with Beijing, finding new economic opportunities for his country outside the US high on the agenda due to President Donald Trump's tariff policy. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the views of the Danish and Greenlandic foreign ministers after their extraordinary White House meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Wednesday. They reiterated Greenland is not for sale and is not looking to become part of the United States, a meeting in which there was only agreement to disagree. Lars Løkke Rasmussen is Denmark's foreign minister.
It is, of course, very emotional for all of us, and of course, particularly for people living up in Greenland. We both took the opportunity, of course, to express that it is not easy to think about solutions when you wake up every morning to different threats. Whether that will have an impact, I can't say for sure.
And Vivian Motzfeldt is Greenland's foreign minister.
It's all our interest to find the right path. So I think it's very important to say it again, that how important it is from our side to strengthen our cooperation with the United States, but that doesn't mean that we want to be owned by the United States.
To the extent that anything constructive came out of the meeting, the three parties are creating a high-level working group to try and find compromise, although neither of the foreign ministers seem to think it would be easy to light on one unless President Trump abandons what they called his untrue narratives about the territory. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. The Middle East is on alert for possible military action by the US against Iran, with the country's airspace closed to nearly all flights overnight. Top officials from Denmark and Greenland say they found fundamental disagreement in talks with senior US officials over the future of the Danish-administered territory. And the US has announced the launch of phase two of President Trump's Gaza peace plan. And that's the latest feature story news. William Denslow reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining, blockchain,
the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Break.
bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. Currently 14 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday. Okay, so let's get into it right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of what we do around here. So do you want serious biz or do you want to keep it kind of normal side as we start getting into it? I never know where to go. Okay, so let's take a listen to the I don't know. It's like it's just one of those things that we kind of go through it and it's like there's so much info. And it's like, do I really want to start off with politics? Because I feel like we've been in the politic world quite a bit as of late. So let's start off with some news of the weird. Maybe that's the better way to go. A 26-year-old Chicago man named Carlos is backtopping TLC, My Strange Addiction. Revival proudly eating live mealworms, cockroaches, and crickets by the handful and describing it like a Michelin experience. Carlos says the mealworms taste like buttered popcorn. Crickets are basically vegetables, and the inside of roaches tastes like custard. And he doesn't just eat them. He enjoys them the way they squirm, tick, and tickle his throat and massage his tongue. My appetite officially canceled. He consumes up to 100 live bugs a day, roughly 30,000 insects a year, which he produces a note about the same as a Thanksgiving turkey. Carlos is currently unemployed, spending about $8 a pop to a reptile store for the bug mixes, while his partner, Ashley, and mother of their infant daughter, worries about his health, finances, and sanity. What started as a cute little thing has turned into what she calls a major crutch. He says the habit started at the age of 4 and frames it as a primal and psychological, claiming that eating live insects makes him feel like the master of their destiny. And yes, he actually said that. He admits that that the craving spiked during during stress, and he likes food to fight back. Concerned, Carlos visits the alternative medicine clinic, where nurse practitioner explains that while insects are eaten worldwide, they are cooked, gutted, and not alive. Eating them alive can cause him to get parasites, bacteria, toxins, organ failure, and even brain-eating infections linked to dementia. Carlos admits that he's experiencing heart palpitations, but isn't eager to give up bugs completely. He later claims that he has cut back significantly since filming and no longer eats insects intentionally. Though traces remain, which is not conforming. So let me make sure that I understand this. You don't eat bugs intentionally? And then let me make sure that I understood the other portion too. Just to have context. I'm a master of my domain. That's why I eat them? That's kind of a weird thing to say. And then if you're saying you're a master of your own domain because you eat insects, which is fine, you can say that. But then all of a sudden you turn around and say that you have no job. That becomes a weird one. Like, seriously.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
I'm just sharing what is going on with that. So there you go. Let's keep it weird here anyways. An Irish roadway turned into a real-life seafood jailbreak after a truck carrying about 15,000 crabs crashed into a ditch. And then the McLaughlin transport truck was hauling freshly caught crabs from, let's see, somewhere over there on that side. When it veered off to I-238 near Redcastle, the driver walked away uninjured. The crabs, however, saw the opportunity. The crash sent an estimated $70,000 worth of crabs spilling out into aluminum containers with thousands of crustacean oceans making a run into the nearby field. Recovery crew spent 18 hours rounding up the escapees, physically collecting the crabs and stuffing them into large bags while also using a crane upright. About 95% of the crabs were recaptured, meaning a small but proud percentage successfully completed the Great Irish Escape. In other words, they're filming a kind of a sequel to Finding Nemo, if one may say it that way. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on, apparently, inside of the world of the multiverse is definitely what it sounds like. Okay, so let me talk about this one, kind of getting back onto subject of what we do around here, because that might help. A devastating workplace tragedy in Arizona has claimed the life of a beloved father, and the details are gut-wrenching. Jose Fernandez Partida, 57, died after a horrific accident in Yuma, Arizona. On January the 4th, Partida was cleaning the inside of an industrial chemical mixer when a coworker entered the area and turned the machine on. The coworker managed to escape, but Partida did not. He was trapped inside of the mixer for 5 hours, begging for help and enduring extreme pain. While first responders worked through the complicated hazmat rescue, because the plant handles dangerous materials, crews had to suit up, isolate power, monitor air quality, and carefully perform technical extraction. Partida was pulled out unconscious and rushed to the hospital with broken ribs, a broken leg, a broken arm, and a severe bruising to his body. Despite days of treatment, he succumbed to his injuries on January the 10th. His son, Omar Partida, told local media that the most haunting part was knowing that his father was unconscious for hours inside of that machine. It says like this: the sad is the time that he was there and that he was begging. Omar said, "I don't think my dad deserved all of that." So there you go. I don't know. It's a terrible and a horrific thing to talk about. But then, of course, there's going to be 10,000 questions of what we could have done to prevent this. And, of course, those are good conversations. But who's going to be blamed here? Because, of course, lockout, tagout will be in the big question that will come about. There'll be a big conversation. Hopefully, there'll be a big investigation as well of exactly what occurred to try to make the system more resilient. But there's a lot of things that more than likely could have been done, but there's the biggest thing that could have happened already did. Because you never want someone passing away. You never really want somebody to get injured, but these things happen. And when they happen, nobody should ever normalize them. And that's the conversation that we should have from time to time. So think about that. Jose Fernando Partida was inside of the machine. Coworker accidentally turns it on. How is there not an indicator letting somebody know that there was somebody inside of the machine? Why was there not a blocker? I mean, there's 10,000 questions. And listen, I don't think the gentleman, Señor Partida, went in there with the intention of dying. Because I don't think that if you ever go into a workplace and you know that if step one, two, and three, and at step four you're going to die, you're going to go to step four. Something tells me you're going to stop at step three. Just kind of makes sense. But those are the conversations that we need to have realistically inside of our workplaces as we are talking. No doubt. I mean, there is no doubt that we need to have some real conversations when it is all said and done with that.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's start talking right away about some other things that are going on inside of the world. I'm going to talk about this real quick because this one was kind of interesting. So let me tell you real quick that I went over the holidays. There's a Buc-ee's about, let's say, 60 some odd miles from where I live. I wasn't with the intention of just going to Buc-ee's. At least I don't think. But maybe my daughter fooled me and maybe that was really the intention. So we go to Buc-ee's and the day that we head over there, not that it's not always packed regardless, but the day that we go over there, there's thousands of people, and I'm not joking. The line was so long that it almost was backed up into the highway from where you get off to get into Buc-ee's, which is probably almost a mile. because they had gas for sale. And in Florida around that time, gas was probably about $2.70-something, and it was on sale for $1.79. So there was all kinds of people waiting. And apparently, I don't know if that boosted anything for Buc-ee's, because Buc-ee's always seems to be back, but there was more people than normal. So it looks like this is something that gas stations are trying to do now in regards to lowering the price in regards of what it's normally at, just to kind of test to see what it will do. So take a listen to this one. Circle K is throwing drivers a bone after the holidays, and this one actually matters at the pump. Today, Inner Circle loyalty members can score 40 cents off of every gallon of gas at participating Circle K's. The deal runs all day, midnight to 11:59, so we're almost, we are already 6 hours in, well, no, that's a lie, 7 hours and change into this. It applies to up to 35 gallons, one shot, no do-overs. To get the discount, members just enter their phone number tied to their Inner Circle account at the pump or in-store before paying. Circle K operates more than 5,000 stores across 29 states, so odds are good that there's one near you. Circle K says that the timing is intentional. Post-holiday wallets are hurting and gas isn't optional. The Fuel Day promotion isn't new either. The company has rolled out similar 40-cent discounts around back-to-school season and major holidays like Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Thanksgiving. Not a member? All you'll need to do is to get the deal is to sign up. Go to Circle K's website or through the app or by texting JOIN at 25050. After a Fuel Day, the Inner Circles will continue 25 cents off per gallon on your first five fill-ups, 3 cents per gallon after that, and spend $500 at Circle K, and you're upgraded to premium, saving 5 cents per gallon moving forward. That almost sounded like an ad. It definitely was not intentioned to sound like an ad, but it's one of those things that kind of makes you think that you just listen to the hoops that you had to go through to get into it. I'm just saying. Sounds like a good time. So there you go. Okay, so let's get into some serious news stories for a moment. Let's see. President Trump has ordered to freeze on visa processing for 75 countries, including Russia and Iran. His administration ramps up the pressure on hostile regimes, tightens immigration control. The State Department issued an internal memo directing the U.S. consulates to deny visas immediately while screening and vetting procedures are reexamined. The pause is expected to formally take effect on January the 21st, hits countries like Afghanistan, Brazil, Iraq, and Somalia. Somalia is drawing particular attention reports of the widespread immigration fraud tied to Somali communities in Minnesota, now squarely on the administration's radar. While the officials won't explicitly link visa freeze to military planning, it lands on the president, and the president has openly threatened strikes against Iran's Ayatollah-led regime following a brutal crackdown that has reportedly left more than 2,500 protesters dead. Under the directive, consular officers are also told to deny visa applicants likely to rely on public benefits, weighing factors in like health, age, and English proficiency. The State Department says that it's using longstanding authority to prevent immigrants from becoming a public charge and exploit U.S. welfare systems. Exceptions will exist, but officials say it'll be rare. So interesting to hear that. That is for sure as we are talking. Okay, take a listen to this one as well. A federal court just handed Governor Gavin Newsom and California Democrats a clean win heading into the midterms. Yesterday, three-judge federal panel rejected Republican attempt to block California's new congressional maps, which were approved by voters through Proposition 50. Two judges said no injunction, meaning that the new districts move forward. The judge didn't mince words. They openly acknowledge that the maps are politically gerrymandering, designed to flip five Republican held House seats to Democrats, said that that's exactly what voters were told they were voting on. Partisan? Yes. Illegal? No. Republicans tried to argue that the maps were racially gerrymandering and particularly favoring Latino majority districts The court wasn't buying it. Judges ruled Republican failed to prove that claim. Key detail, more than 7 million Californians voted yes, passing Prop 50 by nearly 2-1 margin. The court emphasizes voters were shown the old maps, the new maps, and were told clearly that it was political power, not a racial one. So there you go. Some things to talk about. So there you go. So we talked about this one briefly yesterday, so let's continue talking. TJ Sabula, a 40-year-old line worker at Ford's Dearborn truck plant, was suspended after a heated confrontation with President during a factory visit in Michigan. Video shows TJ heckling the president, calling him a pedophile protector, followed by the president mouthing, fuck you, and flashing him the middle finger. As they walked away, TJ says that he has zero regrets. His union, UAW Local 600, immediately jumped to his defense, accusing the president of using vulgar language towards a union member and promising to protect TJ Sabula's job and rights under the labor contract. The union emphasized that TJ was acting as a private citizen, exercising free speech, not a Ford representative. Politicians piled on fast. Democrat Rep. Pat Ryan of New York called Sabula a fucking American hero, while Rep. Rashida, whose district is in Dearborn, said that he agreed with Sabula's criticism and told the president not to expect a warm welcome, again invoking the Epstein files. Meanwhile, the money poured in. Two GoFundMe campaigns raised over $600,000 in 24 hours, with one organizer eventually shutting theirs down, hitting massive donations. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a weird one. It's like, hey, freedom of speech is what people like to talk about, so that happens. Probably having a confrontation with the president of the United States at your workplace is probably not the best thing to do. And I don't know how that public citizen thing works, or private public citizen, or what is it, private citizen, as you're inside of the workplace and you're saying this. I that is definitely out of my league. When it comes to that stuff, there is no doubt there.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes. Rated R Safety Show. Well, it's 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so maybe it's time that we should do that thing that we normally do around here that we call our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
No, I don't know. Should we talk about it? Let's talk about something real. Like, let's just talk about something just real today. Like, so real that it's not even funny. And it's not that LinkedIn version, not the PowerPoint version, not the everyone clap because we survived another quarter version. Let's talk about the day safety stopped being a discipline and turned into a costume. Mm-hmm. Because somewhere along the way, we stopped doing safety and started wearing it. Hard hats for photo ops, vests for plant tours, buzzwords for meetings where nobody plans to change a damn thing. And if that pisses you off, well, that's great. That is great. I want you to picture this for a moment. A company rolls out a brand new safety excellent initiative. There's a logo, and of course there has to be a logo because you can't have anything without a logo. There's a slogan, something like, zero is our goal, or safety is our North Star, pick your position. They hand out stickers, they print banners, they even make a video with slow motion shots of workers smiling as they're auditioning for a toothpaste commercial. And then there's the thing that nobody admits. Nothing actually changed. Same production pressure, same understaffing, same supervisor who punished honestly with silence or worse paperwork. But, hey, the vest looks good. They look great, matter of fact. See, costumes are easy. Costumes don't require courage. They don't require conflict. And they don't require standing up in a meeting and saying, this is target bullshit. This timeline will get someone hurt. This metric is lying to us. I won't say that. A costume just requires you to show up, smile, and pretend. I mean, I guess it's great if you can do that. Safety has become really good at pretending is really what it boils down to. Let me ask you something that's kind of uncomfortable. How many times have you seen a safety professional become event planners instead of disruptors? Barbecue, safety Dave, giveaway, trivia games. And listen, I'm not anti-fun because that's not it. But when the most dangerous thing happening at work is hot sauce challenge at the safety booth, we've lost our plot. Because safety was never supposed to be cute. Safety was supposed to be inconvenient. Really, that's really what it is. But real safety ruins meetings. It slows things down. It asks stupid questions like why one too many times. It refuses to accept that's how we've always done it as an answer. Real safety makes leaders uncomfortable because it forces them to choose between looking good or doing the right thing. And too many choose costumes. Here's where it gets a little bit darker. Costumes don't just hide problems, they protect them. Because once safety becomes a brand, criticizing feels like hearsay. You point out a flaw and suddenly you're not aligned. You raise concerns and you're not a team player. You question metrics and oops, you're so negative. So people shut up. Not because they don't care. Because they've learned the price of honesty is what the problem ends up being. And when silence becomes the safest behavior in the safety system, the system is already broken. Think about that. Like, really think about it. So let's talk about Xero for a second. Not because it's new, but because it still is doing damage. Xero injuries, Xero incidents, Xero tolerance. Sounds bold, and it definitely sure as shit sounds tough. But here's the truth nobody likes to say out loud. Xero is a costume for control. It gives leaders something clean to point at while the messy reality stays hidden underneath. Because if reporting an injury threatens the brand, people stop reporting injuries. And congratulations, you didn't improve safety. You just improved fear management. And fear is a hell of a KPI. People won't speak up. They won't experiment. They won't admit uncertainty. They'll just put the vest on, sign the form, and hope that today isn't the day that the system finally collects its debt. Now, here's the part that hits close to home. Safety professionals didn't start out this way. Most of you got into this because someone got hurt, someone didn't come home, or you realized the system failed and nobody wanted to admit it. You didn't sign up for, hey, I want to be the mascot. You didn't sign up for handing out stress balls shaped like hard hats. You didn't sign up just to do random bullshit like that. You signed up to matter. And somewhere along the way, the costume started to feel safer than the work. Because real safety is risky. You might piss off operations. You might get uninvited to meetings. You might be labeled difficult. But ask yourself this. When did difficult become worse than dishonest? Let me say that again. When did difficult become worse than dishonest? Now, here's the gut punch. The people doing the real work, the operators, the technicians, the crews, they know when safety is fake. They know when the message doesn't match the pressure. They know when leadership shows up in PPE only when cameras are rolling. They know when policies exist to protect reputation, not people. And every time safety chooses the costume over conversation, trust erodes. And once trust is gone, no procedure in the world can save you. So what do? We start by taking the damn costume off. we stop asking, how does this look? And start asking, how does this actually work? We stop rewarding silence and we stop punishing messiness. We stop pretending that safety is about perfection, because safety isn't about being flawless, if you haven't learned that by now. It's all being honest and imperfect. If safety is clean, it's lying. If safety is comfortable, it's hiding. If safety never causes friction, it's definitely decoration. And decorations don't save lives. Sorry. Reality check. So here's my challenge for you today. Be inconvenient. Be curious. Be the person who asked the question nobody rehearsed an answer for. Take off the vest when it's being used as armor. Put it on when it actually means something. Because safety was never meant to be a costume. It was meant to be a signal. And if nobody's telling it anymore, that's not a branding problem. That's a truth problem. Like, seriously, it's a truth problem. Not going to lie to you here about that one. Or anything else for that fact. I mean, what's the point there? Doesn't kind of get us anywhere forward. And that is the main story for episode 1274 of the Rated R Safety Show. Think about it. I really want you to think about this today. I know, not going to make everybody happy, but man, think about it. Are you wearing safety in your organization as a costume?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stress, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission, The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show. In the new episode,
skies are synthetic sun, every dream's a reason, and every war's been won. I reach for something that feels alive, but every breath is just a lie. Pull the wire, bend the stream, nothing's real, just another dream. Fragments of the real, they fade when I touch them. I can't tell what I feel, it all resets when I trust them.
Okay, let's talk about that binary god. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Oh yeah, you know how this goes. This is Fragments of the Real. Yep. Neon sand. You know that if we can get stuck in this song and I'll end up playing the whole thing and then realize, oh shit, we're running out of time. Yeah. So this is Fragments of the Real, still not released, just in case. So I can't tell you go here to download it, because it doesn't exist. So a lot of stuff. So there you go. There you go. Okay, well, just a little, just another hit right here. Hold on.
I've been uploaded, downloaded, erased, every memory perfectly replaced. They call it life, but it's just a feed.
Okay, so some Fragments of the Real. There you go.
Taste the spark, see the system in the dark.
Fragments of the Real, they fade when...
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let's go ahead and get into the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. Things can get better. So if you want to go to their website, TWLOHA.com, that's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. There you go. Some stuff to think about for sure as we are getting into some of the stuff. So I got a question for you, and I should probably bring this up, and I will tread lightly. Not to sound too much like an advertisement, because that's how I feel this is going to come across. So I'm going to go slow. And if you want to come across and smack me for it, you can. Just make sure that you go to callinradio.com as you do that. But I want you to take a listen to this. Yesterday, there were supposedly severe phone outages on one of the major carriers in the U.S. that was affecting their network, where you could not have any phone service whatsoever. Now, I don't know how you handle it. I am a weirdo, and I actually have a setup with a company where you can get multiple networks on one network. So you sign up under one company, or let me rephrase this, under this one phone company, and they give you access to all three major providers in the U.S. So meaning that you can jump from network to network if you wanted to do that. So let's say, for instance, you're on Verizon, you're having problems, you can jump to AT&T or you can jump to T-Mobile. They call them something different. I think they call it like Warp, Dark Star, and Lightning. Warp being Verizon, Dark Star being AT&T, and Lightning being T-Mobile. So you can have two lines at one time on the same phone, at least is how it works if you have an eSIM. or even if you have like one of the little card SIMs, you can have two lines there in most phones. And then if you're having problems in one area or you're in an area where you need to change providers, you can jump, which is kind of a cool thing. So if you want to take a look at it, based on the stuff that happened yesterday, go to mobilemobile.com. Once you get there, boom, sign up. I think the first 30 days is free if you're so interested in something along those lines. I thought it was kind of cool, especially seeing how many people were having issues yesterday with Verizon when it was all said and done. Nothing against Verizon, because they normally work extremely well, but when you have a phone outage, you have a phone outage. So definitely if you wanted to jump around, and it's kind of cool on how it works, because you still keep the same phone number. It's not like you're changing phone numbers when you're jumping from network to network. And I think depending on what plan you sign up for, you can jump several times throughout the month as needed. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute is courtesy of JaysCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Matt. John F. Kennedy said, "The time to repair the roof is when the sun is shining." I love this. It's so true. I was at an event that was already happening when we got there, and it was at this time that they were making some pretty important plans for the event. I was thinking, why didn't you think of this stuff before the event? Now, I understand that sometimes things come up that you weren't planning for, but this was the thing that everyone should have been ready for. But they just weren't ready. I actually offered to help. I gave some advice based on how we do this simple thing at the event that I host every year. They looked at me like I just invented the alphabet. They were thankful and amazed at my advice. I walked away kind of laughing on the inside because it was something that I thought was pretty simple but was overlooked. So my advice is just plan in advance. The Motivation Minute. This has been the Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosen & R Safety Show.
In a tense escalation amid widespread demonstrations across Iran, authorities there announced swift trials and potential executions for detained protesters, Joseph Eckerson, with the latest.
Protests erupted after economic hardships and government policies sparked unrest in major cities. Officials claimed over 2,000 deaths during the crackdown, with families fearing imminent hangings for participants. President Trump warned of strong action if any executions proceed.
As discussions unfolded in Washington between American leaders and counterparts from Denmark and Greenland, a fundamental disagreement persisted.
Vice President Vance hosted the meeting to explore enhanced cooperation on security and resources. Denmark reiterated its sovereignty over Greenland despite U.S. interest in bolstering NATO presence there. Greenlandic representatives emphasized local autonomy in any decisions. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A massive construction crane suddenly toppled onto a moving train in Thailand, claiming the lives of at least 22 passengers.
The incident occurred during infrastructure work near a busy station in the capital. Emergency crews rushed to extricate survivors from the wreckage amid chaotic scenes. Investigators pointed to possible structural failure as the cause. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Federal immigration agents clashed with demonstrators in Minneapolis, detaining several individuals, including tribal members.
Protests intensified after agents pulled a woman from her vehicle during a routine stop. The Oglala Sioux tribe reported three of its members among those arrested and transferred to facilities. City officials disputed the federal tactics as overly aggressive. Liam White reporting.
The Trump administration abruptly suspended immigrant visa processing from 75 countries.
The policy affects nations with high rates of welfare use among immigrants. Officials argued it protects economic resources for citizens. Critics warned of family separations and diplomatic strains resulting from the halt. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Montana police officers who entered a home without a warrant during an emergency call.
Justices emphasized the need for flexibility in urgent situations involving safety. The case stemmed from a domestic dispute where officers intervened quickly. Dissenters raised worries about eroding privacy protections. Kevin Sanders, reporting.
Federal data revealed a notable decline in overdose deaths across the United States throughout most of 2025.
This marked a positive shift amid ongoing efforts to combat the opioid crisis. The drop followed increased access to treatment and naloxone distribution. Public health experts credited community programs for the reduction. Kyle Norris, reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so let's get into it as we are about to close out of our numero uno. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this day. As I take a look at back in 2009, the miracle on the Hudson occurred. U.S. Airways Flight 1549 was an Airbus 320, which... after it took off from New York City LaGuardia Airport on January the 15th of 2009, it was struck by a flock of Canada geese just north of the George Washington Bridge and consequently lost the engine power. Captain Sully Sullenberger landed the plane in the Hudson River. That happened back on this day in 2009. If you want to hear about some celebrity birthdays going on today, Lisa turns 59, Chad Lowe 58, Regina King 55, and Pitbull turned 45 today. Here are some things you ought to know. A fierce Arctic blast of bitterly cold is poised to overtake much of central and eastern and southern U.S., over the next few days, dropping temperatures well below the average as far south as Florida. Kamala Harris and hubby Doug Emhoff have reportedly expanded their real estate portfolio up to $8 million mega mansion in a very star-studded neighborhood. According to the New York Post, the couple bought a 4,000-square-foot bedroom, a 4,000-foot, four-bedroom, six-bathroom home in a luxurious Point Dume area in Malibu, California. The home, which is just stone's throw away from beaches, blends modern luxury and natural beauty per the listing. So there you go. What else do we got? Let's see. NBC is doubling up on the sideline reporters. On February the 8th, Super Bowl in Santa Clara, Kelly Herterberg will join longtime network staple Melissa Starr, making just the second time NBC used two sideline reporters for the big game. This will be Hartenberg's first Super Bowl in a major career milestone. She is no rookie, though she has already logged four NFL playoff games and has been sideline reporter for Prime Video Thursday Night Football since it launched back in 2022. She'll also be on the field on Sunday of the Bears versus the Rams. So there you go. We talked about this earlier. Take a listen one more time. A widespread Verizon wireless outage left about 180,000 customers across the parts of the United States without the ability to make a call, text, or access their cell phone data yesterday, causing major disruptions for people who rely on their phones for daily communication, navigation, and work. The outage began around 11 a.m. yesterday. The Verizon wireless network abruptly stopped working. Customers across multiple states reported their phone switching into SOS mode, leaving them unable to make calls and messages. Like I said, give it a little whirly-whirly there by going to mobilemobile.com and take a look at what's going on. Anyways, that's going to end our time together, at least for hour number one. That's perfectly fine. If you want to go over to radiobig.fm with me for the next couple hours or so, you're more than welcome on doing that, as we will talk about music and entertainment. If you decide to stay right here on Safety FM, you'll have the opportunity to talk about the world of safety consulting with Sheldon Primus. So that's it. That sums it up. That does everything that we get to do during our numero uno. And that's okay, because guess what? You're the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. No doubt about that. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis,
is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation. Where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater, zero harm turned into optics, and feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.